des Rabbis Meide, der Tiefeuch im Jinschelab, von dem der ist nicht mehr reich. Er ist nicht mehr reich. Gott, die Kunde der Malke, because it's a Schlosser. Because at the time when Yosef was Mivashe, when David was Masrehim, so it was still not determined objective whether Eichim would show up at the end of the day or they wouldn't show up. So Mele, it's a philosophic and it's not high marks. So, yes.
What do you need oil for? Just use Asrasophic.
If not for oil, so it wouldn't be Asrasophic.
I don't understand. You can still have it. Maybe the orphan would come. It's still, even without oil, maybe the orphan would come. It would still be Asrasophic.
No, but if in the end also it didn't show up. So maybe.
But, yeah, but you don't say that Lemafreya for Hasrasa.
No, if we don't say
oil.
If we don't say hail, then the criterion whether it's Lechel or Yontev is an objective criterion. If we say hail, I mean it's a subjective criterion. But if we say hail, so then the criterion is not a subjective criterion but an objective criterion. I mean a contrary. If we don't say hail, so then the criterion is a subjective criterion. But and since in his mind, subjectively, he didn't say hail, so it would be chayav also. It would be chayav also.
Even if Orkim show up later on?
Yeah, that's right.
But what do we care about his kavana? You mean his kavana is strong enough?
It's always matir echonefesh. Only Mitzir Yomtev. When he does it, Mitzir Yomtev. Not when it turns out accidentally that it's
Mitzir Yomtev. Okay.
Now, so the Kashi is, they ask against the Meiri from the Mori in Tzochim. Because Rabbi asked Abhese, how can you say that we don't say Hail, but there is a Mishneh. I mean a braise, Hamivashel, first yes from a Mishnah, then from a braise. Hamivashel did a noshe, b'chol of b'yontev, v'eichle, leike chomish, leike mishmivashel did b'yontev, v'leike mishmeichel did, v'leike mishmivashel basa b'chol of, v'leike mishmeichel basa b'chol of, v'leike mishmavah. So the question is, but if we say hail, he shouldn't be mechuyev forever. Because he could have been mevashel something else, not with a noshe b'cholom. Hail the chozom in Yisrael, omale. So Rafchizda said to him, no, Rabbi said to him, because Rav Chizda is the kasha, not Rabbi. So Rabbi said to him, "Afi tavore, take out tavore of the chiyuv malchus, the ayel gidanoshi shel nevela, the atone Rav Chizda leke shtayim malachilosei vishol shtayim malach leke shtayim malachilosei visholish al bishulei vinise sholish achilosei nevela." Ela Atika Vore the Ail Aktsin Mukse. So in other words, one Malkes is because he used an Yontev when he made the Avore, he made the fire, he used 18 that he was not making the Yontev. So since when is that allowed? Mukse is an Isra'aba, Mukse the Raisi, Omale. So Rabbi said yes. Yechsi v'hoyo bayim hashishi v'yochino is hasher yodiyo. ואז רוסי מיהוכה מלויססי כל מלוך. So it's not a מלוך. מוקצה, אני יונטב. To use מוקצה, אני יונטב, you are ready with the love of מלוך. אומלי, so רב חיסדה said to רבי, בוא עד הוא דאמרת. בואי מיני מרב חיסדה ואמרו, בואי מיני מרבונה, הייבי סמי איפה, die Schochte, Tomit Biontech, Mau, die hat Amratlon, Allo, Sebele, Atreya, Achas und Meisir. And then, Mitan Omru, Einidin, Nisochem, Natevel, Yoche, why? Because there is a question. Mimashki Yisroel, it's a possible in Cheskel. Minamut al Yisroel. So you cannot be matri, as he called it, something that is also, whether it's a Zedach or a Mincha. So Mitan Omru, Einidin, Nisochem, Natevel, Yochel, Lo Yodim, Namukze, Amret, Matevel, Miyuchel, Shisu, Gutei, Gormlei, Af kol he is a goofy gormley. Yot se mukse she is a goofy gormley. Elo is a dora acha gormley. Vi amret is a mukse de reise. Mali is a goofy, mali is a dora acha. So the Gemara says, Elo afika vore v'ayu atza asher. V'azalte ni hoche v'lidobi biyot chom minum lachir. So all the Rishenim has the kashi against Rashi. How does Rashi say the trouble is tiny? That the Achimesh Hashem Yaviru, so that Mukce is the Raise, but that was only the Havamina of Rabbi, not the Maskone of Rabbi, not the Maskone of Rabbi. So how does Rashi say?
What's the Maskone?
What is it?
What's the Maskone?
So why does Rashi explain?
What's the Maskone of Rabbi?
Maskone of Rabbi, that when the Raise mentions five Maltiyas, so one Maltiyas is Atzi Asheo, not Atzi Mukz, Atzi Asheo. So obviously, according to Rashi, this, when Rashi says here, Rashi doesn't say here that it's Mukz and it's also Machmas Melochet. Here Rashi says, the Talmei, the Rabbe di Osa Bachonesh Inu Yodayim Mamesh, לתיימי דום הרבי בפסוכן ביאלת נורחה במוקצה תרייסה ואוכינו ואוזמינו כדי ניתן הנאיך אל נוחו דיים משום החונה בידיים דלימה שייפו ויבשלו בידי so that's another posit the headache said איס אשר תייפו אופו אלא אז מוני מפקום הרי doesn't mean בפה מאמש in other words it should be an affirmative החונה וכסים ביים השישי וסתם שישי חלו but not Yom Tov HaSamach on Shabbos. V'achshe v'rachmona l'sidas Shabbos. She'yamizmenu b'dyeim u'v'chir. So it's a mitzvah. So Rashi doesn't say l'afk of Sasek HaMolocho when he eats a tafshir or a pas that he wasn't meichin, he didn't intend to do it Erev Yom Tov. So only because of a nisa, the yom tef leish, the yom tef neichem l'shabbos, the yom tef nami kora shabbos, ubaye sudosi hazmona. The hazmonos, the question is, all right, there the pasuk deals with shabbos. So then suda shabbos requires achone, but the pasuk doesn't deal with yom tef. So Rashi says, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, Nimbachas HaShabbos. The Yom Tov Nami called Shabbos, Ubaye Sudosi Hazmone, Vazmonoso Bichel, Avol Sudas Chel Lechshive, Lechshayich Hazmone. This is very difficult. Why does Rashi want to, what bothers Rashi?
Wait, as far as the question, what was the teretz you just said? As
I didn't
far
give
as
a teretz yet. I didn't give a teretz.
But you're asking now a new kasha on Rashi.
A new kasha, yeah. First of all, the first kasha was Rashi at the beginning said Rabbi Taimei that he saw some sad mukze. But that was the habamine of Rabbi. But the maskon of Rabbi in Pesachim is that not with sad mukze, but because of muchon, of any muchon.
You didn't answer that.
I didn't answer that. Now the other kasha is more difficult because it seems that Rashi was bothered, monefiach. If there is a loch, the Tzura Shabbos and Tzura Yom Tov requires hachone, and the Yen Kedesh hachone is not hal. Suppose he decides to eat that tafshil, that pas, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not chal. When is a chone chal recovered to the Shabbos, recovered to the Yom Tov? Only b'chel. Some mele beitzo shenil do b'chel. After Shabbos on Sunday should also be osa. Why should it be osa? Because mi'es no nigmero. So and Shabbos couldn't be making it. It's so strange. So what's the pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi say?
Wait, I don't understand the difficulty. You could say very simple that the Torah is telling you that you have to prepare for the
Shabbos, but not for the Chayil. You don't have to eat the Suda and Chayil altogether. Why should you have to prepare? So why does Rashi ask the Kashi? So by Sudosi as money Shabbos Yom Tov as Monosa Bechayil. But Suda Chayil lo yichshive. It's not choshev. So it doesn't require a chone. It's not choshev. It doesn't require a chone. Is there a mitzvah to eat the Suda on Sunday? There is no mitzvah to eat the Suda on Sunday. What does Rashi mean?
I mean, Rashi is the Talis.
Bidi Shomayim on Shabbos, and on Shabbos Achon is not Chal. So it's not Chal, so what? It's a big deal. So it's not Chal. So who's concerned about it? You don't have to eat the Suda altogether. If you want to eat, there's nothing here. The Suda Schel Yitzchir Rachmone Zimun Bidiyei the Rishaya B'mukt. So Mele, the Beitz HaShenoto, the Himodish in Achara Shabbos. So Mele is not Osea, because there is no Isa Mukze, Anche. It's very strange. It's very strange. So apparently, what Rashi, what Padot Rashi is, not how is it Beitzo, Shenoto Biyonte Achara Shabbos. So I mean, and being Bechel Achara Shabbos, how is it Mitaras Bachel? Of course, it's Mitaras Bachel. But the question is, if the Beitzo was named on the Shabbos, and so why is it, if the Beitzo is named on the Shabbos, some mele, achacheil, or biyontef achacheil, so why is it also b'achile? After all, it's nigma b'di shomayim b'chayil, so only hachone b'di shomayim, hachone tivis, b'in kedesh is not chal, but hachone tivis b'chayil is chal. So why should it? But still the question is, why should it be mukze? Why should it be mukze? Why should it be mukze? It doesn't require hachone b'chayil. B'Shabbos, so the Achon Tibis is not hal. But
come on. The Gemara says it's only moved to Midrabanan, so I understand the difference.
But Rashi is explaining Rabbi's din of the Derais and other Rabbanans.
Yeah, but who says Rashi is referring to a case of Shabbos that's not Achon?
That's what he's talking about.
Regular Shabbos, not Shabbos Achon Yom Tov?
No, he says, Abel Suda Schel, Loichshide, Loichshayechad Ba'az Money. Hilkar Be'echot B'Shabbos, if a Beitzo is nailed on Be'echot B'Shabbos, Be'alme less long Meitzah, Beitzo is nailed on Be'e. Why should we answer it? Because Di'itchan, B'dei Shomayim, it was Nidnro, B'dei Shomayim on Shabbos, so still it's not also B'achile on Sunday. B'sura Schil Atzke Rachman Ezimun B'dei. But can't it? What kind of a husband is it? So Rashi's kasha is why it should be muter. It should be muter. On Shabbos the Beitzo. Why do we say that on Shabbos the Beitzo is asur? Why is it asur? After all, it was nigma mibigyein b'cheil. So Rashi starts is no, because since he was not making it affirmatively on Shabbos, so mimele it is considered, the beitzo is considered not a muchon. So in Suda Shabbos you cannot eat it on Shabbos, because Suda Shabbos, whatever you eat in Suda Shabbos or in Suda Yom Tov, has to be muchon.
So what case are you explaining, Rashi, to be talking about? What case?
The case of a beitzo shenildo b'Shabbos achachay. Not a
and what is Rashi's kasha? Why?
Rashi's kasha is why shouldn't he be allowed to eat it?
Who says he isn't? He is allowed to eat.
But basically, all the beyond it for b'Shabbos is asur b'achar.
Only midrabbanan. The Gemara says it's only asur midrabbanan. Atu yom tov achar Shabbos. But
yeah,
if not okay. For this midrabbanan, it would be mutter.
Yeah, in Hanami.
So what's the kasha? So what's Rashi's kasha? I don't understand.
I mean that's a good question, but I think that Rashi's kasha is because the Gemara says, and the teretz of the first part, that Gzeirom Shem Shabbos Achar Yom Tov, Umid Asrinon, so the Gemara is, so Rav Yisef says that the reason as to why Shabbos down is also because of Gzeirom Shem Peres HaNisrin, why do we have to resort to the Gzeirom Shem Peres HaNisrin? Without the Zera B'shad Zera.
No, the Gemara doesn't answer Peres HaNisrin. The Gemara says that's not a very likely Zera, and therefore we don't make it. It's Lo Shkia.
No. That was when the Gemara gave the Teres at first, Beitzim Mures B'Neyim Amusul Yishlichi. But then Rav Yisef said, no, it's not Mishum Hanav Mishyal Dem B'Yimeyem. But the Zera is Mishum Peres HaNisrin.
Rav Yisef doesn't hold the Hachana Deraba.
No, Rav Yosef holds of Achana de Rabba.
He does?
Yes, sure.
Rav Yosef holds of Achana de Rabba.
But he only adds,
why? He says no.
No. In regard to Shabbos Daum and Yom Tov Daum, so he's Chalikam Rabba. You see, he's Chalikam Rabba. According to Rabbi, so Shabbos Daum and Yom Tov Daum is also Oseh Mishum Shabbos Achar Yom Tov or Mishum Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. And according to Rav Yosef, the reason is why Shabbos Daum the Beitzo Yasur on Yom Tov Daum is Mishum Zera Mishum Peres HaNisrin.
So in that case Rashi was asking what is
that's
the answer?
Right. So Rashi's kashi is why is it Osa? After all, it's Shabbos Daum. So the Achonu B'Dishamayim was Becheir.
So Rav Yosef is talking in the case of a regular Shabbos,
regular Shabbos.
And Rav Yosef says Beis HaShanot of the Shabbos is Aser because of Peres HaNosh.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with Hachana Deraba.
Yeah, okay. It's nothing to do. About Shabbos Daum is
nothing to do. And Rashi is asking Akasha in that case?
Yeah.
What's his question?
The question is against Rabbi. Rashi's question is against Rabbi. According to Rabbi, so Shabbos Daum is also Mishum Zero, Mishum Shabbos Achayon Tov. So he says, but in the case of the Beis HaShanut of Shabbos Daum, since it was Nigma B'Yishamayi on Friday, so Mele, there can be Achone B'Yishamayi.
How could we possibly make a gzera of Yom Tov Achar Shabbos in the regular?
That's right.
We shouldn't possibly ever make such a gzera.
That's right.
And what is Rashi's answer?
So Rashi's answer is because Suda Shabbos is Lo Yechshiva. So Mele, without some Mele Misrasfora, it's not Shayach to say he's making Friday. He's making Friday. For the Suda. We say, Hachone B'Yishamayim Nechayach. Hachone B'Yodom, so that's the aloche of V'achinu, V'achinu Nibiyeh. But Hachone B'Yishamayim is Nechayach on Friday, that B'Yishamayim is Meichim Likav Shabbos. It's Nechayach to say, and Hachone Tivis, that is Meichim Likav Shabbos or Likav Yom.
So what does that mean?
So that's why the Beit Soshanova, the Shabbos Laom of Yom Tov Laom is Asura Bachir. Even though there was a Chomet Tivis, yes, no Nigmaro, but it's Lo Yechshiva. That a Chomet is not Shiva, it's not Shalach to say, the Bishamayim is Meichim Likovit Shabbos. No, two separate questions. When Rashi says at the beginning that Beis Hashanah b'chel ha'ayonted, so then it's mutabachile because sudas cholik shiva. Then at the end he says where it was nailed on Shabbos, not on chel. So why is it osea? Because after all it was nigla b'chel. And chil can be meichin liyom tefli Shabbos. So says chil can be meichin liyom tefli Shabbos. Hachone b'lishamayim. So chil can be meichin hachone b'diodom. But that chil should be meichin li Shabbos and liyom tef hachone b'lishamayim. That's not shayach. Here Rashi doesn't say suras tzolach shive. At the beginning Rashi says suras tzolach shive, but here Rashi doesn't say suras tzolach.
Wasn't maybe asking why Rashi doesn't have to, why Rashi mentions suras tzolach shive?
What is that?
Wasn't maybe asking why Rashi has to mention suras tzolach shive?
That's right.
What's the answer?
That's suras tzolach shive. That's at the beginning of that.
Rashi, what's the answer to that?
That's the answer as to why Beit Soshanova Bechilach HaShabbos or Bechilach HaYontev is Mutaraz Bachil. Because Suras Chilach Shiva, you don't have to eat the Suda altogether. Some melee, you can eat it
without that. So what's the finish? I mean, isn't that obvious?
Well, that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says.
But you yourself, you actually
didn't
like that.
Yeah, no. No, so I said, because at first, it was assumed the Rashi means it's not Tosha Machmas Melachim, so what kind of a fetish it is. But now it's not that it's not Tosha Machmas Melachim. Rashi is telling us it's not Osa Machmas Achon. Because Suda Shabbos is Lord Hashim.
So according to your explanation, shouldn't we say that a regular Shabbos Beit Zeshenoda should be Asr Midoraisa according to Rashi? Once we say that Hachana Tivis is not Shaya, right? Yeah. So why don't we make the Beit Zasar Midoraisa?
That Shabbos Dalme?
Yeah.
Because because it's not on Esmeir.
But you're saying it's not Hachana.
The Yom Kiddush is not Meichin. But the Yom Chil is Meichin. So it's only Asar Midorabana.
But I thought you said Hachana Tivis is not a Hachana.
Mikvar it is a Hachana.
So I understand. So what were you saying?
That two Halachas are Rabbi. One Halacha in Rabbi is in regard to Achon Baisis. So
you mean cooking and baking?
Yeah, cooking and baking. Yeah. So Dafti is Mechuyev to bake and cook, to recover Shabbos, recover Yom. And then there is another Halacha of Achon Tivis, Achon of Yishamayim, that in Yom Tev Meichim the Yishamayim in Shabbos, in Shabbos Meichim the Yishamayim in Yom.
Right. But you asked the question, you said, why does the Gemara, the way I understand you were asking, why does the Gemara make a gzer of Yom Tov Atu Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, or Shabbos Achar Yom Tov? How can we compare the two cases?
Yes.
By the case of a regular Shabbos, it should be completely muta. We shouldn't
right.
possibly make a gzer of a Shabbos Achar Yom Tov.
Yes, that's right.
They're totally two different cases.
That's right, yes.
That was the question.
Yes, yes.
So what was the answer?
The answer is that... But because there is a halacha of the Shemayim, there cannot be a chone. Yom Tov v'Shabbos, Shabbos l'Yom Tov, so mele b'Yom Tov d'Almen l'Rabbonim is also.
What do you mean there could not be a chone b'Dei Shemayim? What does that mean? What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
That if something is nigma on Shabbos, it's also b'Achila Yom Tov. If Shabbos, if something is nigma, like the Beitza, and Yom Tov it's also Bachil and Shabbos.
Right.
All right.
And a regular Shabbos, it's not Shaykh.
It's not Shaykh. That's not what the Zakosub deals with. The Zakosub doesn't deal with it. That's only with the Rabbanon.
What about the kasha about how Rashi can Rashi say okay half of the Muslimay of Daraisa?
What that?
Rashi said that from the pasuk, Rabbi learns out Musa Daraisa from here. So yeah. Maybe said that the Maskanim Sachem is not that way.
Yes. So what's the apparently the Haraminim Sachem was that its mukze comes within the lab of Rishas HaMalach. The Maskona, it doesn't come with Rishas HaMalach, but it comes within the Esher of Achinas of Rabbi. Comes with the Esher of
that's only
if one eats, if one eats a beitzah, shenolda b'shabbos ha'ayon to beyond for ha'shabbos, the aver is only b'sheval taisi. He was mevatel v'achinah shesh yavir.